all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
All right, we've all been there. I don't care if it's a wedding dress or any. Yes, we have. Come on, don't you even try playing with me on this one, Michelle. And that is trying to wedge your behind into some piece of clothing, usually like, you know, one of those form-fitting kind of dress things. You know, the wedding dress thing. And I just can't wait to hear from Lori Ann Robinson, someone you know very well, Michelle.
Yes.
Who's a Los Angeles-based image and fashion consultant, multiple Emmy-nominated costume designer, right? And she is going to help us understand, how do you wedge yourself in there? Come on, I want to know every single secret. Lori Ann, welcome to Her Radio. Michelle and I were sitting here with bated breath. All right,
so are the listeners.
Oh, okay, good. Now. I'm so thrilled to be on the show with you, lovely women today, and I'm happy to be sharing my tips for wedding attire. It's very near and dear to my heart because I'm going into a big family wedding, so I'm right in the middle of the wedding frenzy. So this is great.
Okay,
timing.
Well, what about the best? The best silhouette. That's
silhouette.
Number one. How do you decide about
that silhouette? You need to really take a good look at your body and figure out your body shape. You have to start there. You can't bypass that and go for a dress that's just a trend dress. It may not be your best silhouette. And this is your big day. All eyes are on you. So really assess your body type and figure out what your best style is going to be. And really, if you're having trouble with that, you need to get professional help on that. And sometimes you have to go outside the family circle and have a good, unbiased opinion about what your body areas are that you want to accentuate and what you need to camouflage.
I personally think
taking an antidepressant before this entire process might help tremendously. Maybe alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Martinis will work. But seriously?
Oh my gosh. It's so hard.
You're so bad. But I think it's a great idea, Lori Ann, to get somebody outside the circle, the inner circle, to really assess, because the mirror looks a little different and people don't necessarily, your friends and family don't necessarily tell you the truth. So let's talk about number two, right? What top issues should you think about?
That you should think about in your gown. First of all, you also want to figure out what kind of wedding you're going to have. Are you having a casual wedding? Could it be a beach wedding? Are you getting married at a ranch somewhere? Or are you going to do the whole church or a beautiful estate or whatever it may be? So you want to
Kim
make sure
Kardashian
that
time.
Yeah,
Kim
exactly.
Kardashian time.
You want to make sure that your dress aligns with your venue. Okay? And I think this is a lot of times brides can go a little bit wrong with this, especially if you're in an area that is going, if you're traveling, you know, you have to walk across gravel or grass or whatever the surface may be. You don't want to be hung up and your dress dragging across that, and you want to make sure that the dress fits the venue. So you need to really decide with your groom, of course, what type of wedding it's going to be. And how are you going to be able to carry off that dress? You know, if you're in a narrow, tight spot,
great.
You don't want a big poofball dress, a big Cinderella dress.
Right.
You might want to think about something sleeker.
Right.
Okay, now I'm just going to cut to the chase.
Okay.
How do you suck it all in? Come on.
What are the
undergarments that you look for? I mean, come on. We got to smooth it out. We got to, you know, it's like those Western bras. Head them up, move them out. You know, just
head them up, move them out.
How we doing?
Okay. No, move them in. Move them in.
This is the thing where a lot of brides think, you know, I have to wear something beautiful and lacy because the groom is going to see it. 9 times out of 10, that's not going to happen. You know, you're not going to be traipsing around in that wedding dress. You're going to be being changed out of that wedding dress. So you want to make sure if you need to have an undergarment of steel to embrace it and look for extremely supportive undergarments. They're out there. And this is a trick I used to do in television all the time, especially for a strapless dress, so that you're not tugging at the dress all night, because we've all seen that, right? Brides tugging at the dresses, and it's not fitting correctly. You can ask the seamstress tailor to sew in the undergarments. That's how we do it in television, so that the dress will move with you. Because, you know, you see sometimes the dress goes one way, the bride goes the other, and it shifts around.
That's never good.
Have you ever seen that? Oh, I've seen it. Yeah, you go one way, and especially
daily?
If it's a heavy dress.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
There are tons of undergarments out there. But do your research. You know, a lot of them are going to be available online, more so in specialty stores versus department stores.
Well, give us some brands.
Give us a few brands.
Okay, I love TC Fine Intimates. It's best to look for that online. It's smoothing undergarments that are really terrific. If you're going to do something strapless and need a lot of support, Vabien is V-A, two words, B-I-E-N, is another good one, too, that has a lot of boning in it. And if you really need to have that corseted look, you know, you could look on, there are some of those types of wedding corsets with Fredericks of Hollywood, believe it or not. They still...
Oh, no, I'm not going into a Fredericks of Hollywood.
Online, Dr. Right Pam, now. Online. No, it's all online. They're going to have better supply online.
Thank God.
There are bare necessities, and actually there's a website called Her Room and that have really great undergarments that can
Wait
really
a minute, Her Room,
you.
H-E-R? Yes. Michelle, did you know someone just walked off with Her Room?
I know that's been around for a while. That's a website. It's all for undergarments. So look at those things. Now, La Perla, I love. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful.
Me too.
But they're really not supportive enough for a wedding, for a really heavy dress if you're going to wear. And if you really
we're talking military level. No, we got military intervention here.
And you know what? And I'm going to tell you now that most actresses that are on the red carpet are wearing military level. And you just don't really ever know because there's a way to have that all camouflaged. They're sometimes wearing two and three pairs of whatever bike short or high-waisted bike short support that, everyone just thinks, oh, my goodness, they just walk out there and look fabulous. No. There's things of steel under there, really, trust me, need the support.
So, Lori Ann, I have to ask you this last question because we don't have much time, but I want to know, what should you wear when it's a second or maybe in my case a possible third wedding?
Oh, well.
We're not going there. Know, let's just not even try. Oh, my God.
Okay, here's my thoughts
Another
on this.
Another show.
And I did tons of second weddings on when I was working in television and in real life now with my clients. You need to be really conscious of the age range, you know, that it doesn't look, it looks a little odd if you're going to wear a big, again, Cinderella dress and it could be your, you know, third, fourth marriage. That just doesn't bode well. You're going to get snickers. So there are so many stunning, Michelle, beautiful, simple gowns out there without the whistles and the bells, and just a stunning lace.
I love it.
Would
so
be gorgeous.
We got it, Lori. And I'm telling you, Michelle is taking copious notes. I mean, I think she just ran out of ink. So we want to thank you, Lori Ann Robinson. Her wonderful website is larconsultants.com, and she is an Emmy-nominated costume designer and an LA-based image and fashion consultant. Thank you for helping us figure out how to pull it all together. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.